This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the Big Bad Game Breakdown with the coach, Rob Long, on 105.7 The Fan.
And Queen drops in a pair. 29 for the freshman sensation from Baltimore. The Terps are up by 9, and they will win this game with 10 seconds to go in the game.
Courtesy of Terps Radio Network, 105.7 The Fan. And Derek Queen was exactly that yesterday. He was the freshman sensation. 33 minutes, 29 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists, and only 1 turnover. That's, again, in 33 minutes. Took 16 shots on the day, 11 of 13 from the line. He is a presence. I love the fact that now they're letting him expand his game, guys. He's starting to bring the ball up, getting the rebound, bring it up. At times, even he's getting the outlet pass if somebody else gets the rebound, and he's bringing it up past half court, Jeremy. Once he starts doing that, then all of a sudden now he's a weapon. I love what Selton Miguel did. His game was outstanding, especially the first half. The three-point shots, I thought, opened up the offense a lot, opened up the middle a lot for Queen to be able to operate. But Queen, you look at his point total, it was great. But I thought even greater than that was his defense inside.
Well, the fact that you're able to pick up some of the slack, I mean, it happens from time to time, especially with bigs getting foul trouble with Reese.
Yeah.
And you need Queen to be special. And what was he yesterday?
Special.
Yeah.
Every special.
That line is just incredible. Even adding in the 5 assists, it just shows you his versatility. And what did we say on Friday? There were a bunch of NBA scouts there that wanted to check out.
He showed off.
Yeah, Dylan Harper and the rest of these guys that Rutgers is bringing. Because Rutgers has a couple of dominant players that are going to play at the next level.
They do. Those
and
two
Harper's
freshmen.
One of them.
Those two freshmen, man.
For people who don't know, that's Ron Harper's son.
Yeah, those two freshmen. It was a great basketball game. Maryland won by 9, but it was a good high-paced, up-tempo basketball game, college basketball game. But that first half by Maryland, they went in leading by 11. At one point, they led by, I think, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up being an 11-point lead. And when Maryland plays their game, that includes allowing Derek Queen to do a lot more than just back to the basket, when they play their game, they're a very good basketball team, man. They look like a top 20 basketball team when he's on, when he's playing free. He's not a typical big man where you got to allow him just to play inside the paint and back to the basket. Got to have him do a lot of things.
No, he's special. We've been talking about him all year. Don't think he's going to be here very long, but he's fun to watch. But you're right. When he's on, like yesterday afternoon, I actually listened to his game on our station. He's something, man. He really is. I mean, just that stat line's impressive. He did 29 points, 15 boards. That's a big day. That's a big day. The only problem is that I do see them slow down a little bit in the second half consistently.
They do. A lot of that is maybe adjustments by the other team.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. They do. They have worse second halves than first halves. I don't like that trend. I tell you what I do like. I like Rodney Rice.
I'm just going to say
he's just a sophomore, averaging 13 points a game, 2.5 rebounds. No one's really talking about him a lot, Ed, but I like Rodney Rice, man.
His name's come up a lot lately. A whole lot.
I mean, 13 points a game. Yeah. I mean, that's for a sophomore at Maryland, when you have bigger names in front of you for you averaging 13, that's huge.
Yeah, he was the second highest scorer yesterday.
Well, now they got to get ready for Nebraska. And why do I say get ready? Because nobody wants to go to Nebraska.
No.
It's just it's like going to Iowa. It's almost the same thing. Nobody wants to go there. I mean, it's one of those things where you can have those letdown games because they're just, you know, you're overlooking it. This boring place where, oh, God, we're going to Nebraska.
Yeah.
So, and Nebraska's not a bad home team either. So that's something that they're going to have to remedy here. And we'll have to wait and see if they stay in the top 25 today.
See, when I was in college, when you went to the crap areas, you kind of liked going because you knew that it's boring there. So if it's boring there, then the people who are always there are really bored and they're looking for something to do.
Uh-huh.
You follow me?
That's what you think?
They're just in college, yeah. They're college students, yeah.
Yes.
Are you following me?
I'm way ahead of you. Yeah, I got it.
So while you say nobody wants to go to Nebraska, you're right. Unless you're a college kid knowing that you're going to Nebraska with a bunch of people who are bored who are looking for something to do.
I still say that nobody wants to go to Nebraska.
Although he's right. When I told you I'd get recruited to so small schools in Missouri, and the joke was all I got out there was corn and farmers' daughters.
Yeah, exactly. See what I'm saying?
<It's>
That's what all I'm saying.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I look at this Maryland team, Jeremy. They will be as dangerous as Queen and Reese can be in March.
Yeah, I think Queen's the – look. I'm not trying to diminish Juju and what he's done here, but you're seeing the different level and talent and what Queen can do. A better scorer, for that matter.
Right.
And Juju brings a lot to the table. But
defensively.
When they're both playing well and not in foul trouble, I think the Terps are playing, you know, that's the best that they can be at. And then you mix in the others. You talked about Rice. You know, we could talk about Jacoby. All these guys and what they've been
doing. Jacoby's averaging 14 a game.
Yeah. So, and I think he's been probably the biggest surprise for me or most pleasant surprise.
Jacoby Gillespie.
Yeah. But again, you got to keep stacking these W's and making sure you're getting in the tournament. It'd be nice to see them with a number by their name at the end of the year, but ultimately it doesn't matter. Just get in and win a couple games and let the chips fall where they may.
Derek Queen can get them to the Sweet 16. Queen and Reese playing consistently could get them to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
I don't think they get past that. But I think Queen, if he plays the way he did yesterday, I should say, he can get them to Sweet 16. If Reese can join him and play that way in March, then they can get Elite Eight. Because when you have two dominant big men and guards that can shoot it the way their guards can shoot it, that's problems. It's a lot of problems for you. Tillman Island, Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always.
Thank you, sir.
I got a question for you, Rob. I think they're going to play well in the Big Ten tournament. And my question is this. If they do well on that, they usually send Maryland out west, you know, when it comes to an NCAA tournament.
Right.
Do you think they might try to keep them back east this year?
See, that's hard to answer, especially not knowing what the other team's going to do in their tournaments.
They only try to do that with the top-tier teams.
Right.
Like, there's no rhyme or reason to it, and unless they like the matchups they have with how they've stacked
them
up.
There have to be a lot of other upsets that are going to occur, Jay, in order for that to happen. Other than that, if Maryland is a 6 or 7 seed or more, they're not playing here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just think it would be luck of the draw. Like, if you end up being a 6 seed, you're kind of hoping that they could be in the Midwest for all we know. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to where they're going to go, but they do try to keep those top seeded teams closer to home.
Yeah. That's your reward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, if we had a team that was, like, the fourth team getting in, the last 1 seed, and we had 4 East Coast teams. Well, that last 1 seed's going out west. Yeah. It's just how it has to be.
But I do. I believe they have something. How many teams have a Queen and Reese?
There's not many.
Not many anymore.
Yeah, just don't, man. Yeah.
I think, honestly, when you look at teams, and maybe that's what you want more of, because guards, backcourts in March Madness Because you want the ball in people's hands. Yeah, that's you know, like when you look at some of the bigs, somebody's got to get them the ball usually and get them in a position to succeed, whereas the guards are the ones that are divvying out who's getting what and attacking the basket. So I do think there are teams that have multiple players that they can go to. Like Tennessee's a team. Ziegler's their best player, but they can go to four or five different guys.
Right.
Whereas you look at Maryland, you have your two go-to guys, and I think what we've just talked about with the other two guys really stepping up in Rice and Gillespie, maybe you do have a little bit more than what you think, and as they keep going and this rapport builds between the guys, I think they're only going to get better.
Your thoughts on the Super Bowl commercials at 7:45 and what's trending, but on the other side is Jeremy Kahn's World of Stupid.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, I don't know if you guys saw the viral clip of the Spanish Temptation Island and the poor guy Montoya and what he had to watch. I'll see what you guys think about this. It's rough, 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 man. And we're going to go to UMass where a kid hit a bunch of shots where he's supposed to win $10K. And then the reason that he wasn't getting paid and what UMass did to bring this back. And lastly, we're going to play you some audio from My Strange Addiction. This is a man that fell in love with his car. That's coming up in the World of Stupid.
The Big Bad Morning Show presents Jeremy Kahn in a world of stupid. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, let's start it off with this. We'll go to UMass, where you know how they do these things at halftime in college where you hit a half-court shot and you win something. A lot of places do this. Yeah, you hit a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, a half-court shot, you win a certain amount. Well, apparently a guy went through this whole process, hits a half-court shot, and wins. And then they go back, and the insurance company that's supposed to pay him out $10,000 says, oh, you stepped on the line, so it doesn't count. We're not going to pay you.
Oh.
It's $10,000, guys. Like, you know, and I'm like...
I mean, come on.
So, after all this was said and done, you get better publicity if you actually pay it out. It looks good for the companies. Frank Martin and some of the other people at UMass reached out to the kid and said, hey, if the insurance company's not going to pay you, we are, or we're going to make this right some way by you. So they've at least stepped up to do something. And
I love that.
That's typical Frank Martin, because even though he looks like an angry SOB on the sideline, one of the nicest guys that just gets it.
Yeah.
Just gets it totally. And
he's at UMass now?
Yeah.
I haven't seen UMass. I did not know that.
For all those wondering, we're working on getting $10K to Noah. If we can get a good result via the insurance company, we will pay him directly. If we can't get a good result, we appreciate his support of UMass Athletics and want to reward his fun accomplishment the other night at our basketball game. So there you go. This other story. All right, so Temptation Island. You guys familiar with the show? So basically what happens is a bunch of guys, and if I'm presenting this the wrong way, sorry, but you'll get the gist of what's happening. A bunch of couples go to an island. And apparently there are other people that are trying to sway the couple's mind and trying to mess with you. You know, like trying to hook up with your girlfriend while you might be trying to hook up with
someone. I got it before you said anything, just by the name.
Yeah.
So you're trying not to cheat on someone.
Basically.
They're trying to get you to cheat.
Apparently this guy Montoya.
She just called a breakup island. You know?
By the way, you can watch the highlights and everything's in Spanish and you don't need to know what he's saying to know what's going on. So essentially, they put a TV in front of him. He had gotten a lap dance from a girl, I guess, on a previous show.
Uh-huh.
So his girlfriend was a little upset. So she went to full Monty and went to town with another dude. They started fooling around in the pool. He's playing butt bongo on her. And he basically had to watch his girlfriend have sex with another man on video.
For having a lap dance?
Yes.
That doesn't justify that.
But if you see the video of him melting down and screaming at the TV and running through the beach to try to go see her, you're like, oh my God, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, nobody should be forced to watch that nonsense.
She wanted to do that anyway.
Yeah.
You're going to use a lap dance to justify you having sex with another dude? Come on, dude.
Is there a prize involved?
Yeah.
Like, if they don't do it?
Yeah, her.
Well,
yeah, they get to take the little man from inside the boat.
Okay. There was a show in one of the other South American countries where it was the same premise, and if they didn't do it, they got money or something like that. Like, I can't remember exactly how it went. But anyway, like the woman cheated on her husband, and then he murdered her.
Ugh.
And then the show was held liable. He went to jail, but the show was also held liable for her death.
The
woman cheated on her husband.
So he killed her.
And he ended up killing her. And then he went to jail, and then the producers of the show got in trouble also.
But think about this for a second. You're paid not to cheat on your spouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do it anyway. So money couldn't even...
Oh, yeah.
That makes it even worse.
There's a bunch of these different shows. My wife watches a lot of this trash, and it's kind of odd. Like, you're watching this guy lose his mind. You feel for him. There's no other way to describe it going... Nobody should be forced to watch that go on and actually see it happen. Apparently, he'd been dating her for a year. And then there are other... We've done other reality shows on here. Remember the one where the dads and sons went to, I guess it was kids and their mom or whatever were going to Love Island?
Yes.
Was it Love Island? Yes. I think that's the one it was. And these old cougars were trying to have sex with the young men.
Yeah, I remember
that. Other women's kids. That's what it was. The girls on the show... The older women are trying to have sex with their kids. It's just so weird. Lastly here, we're going to get to this story of... We've all seen, or maybe you haven't, there's a show on TLC called My Strange Addiction.
Where people, I heard of it, never saw it.
People get addicted to certain things. Like there's a woman on there that can't stop eating chalk. A woman on there that can't stop eating the cushions in her couch, like peeling it off and eating it. All kinds of weird stuff. A woman that eats paste. I mean, you can go on and on and on. Well, we found this one, and it's an oldie but a goodie. This is a man that falls in love with his car.
Nathaniel is in a committed relationship with a car that he's named Chase. He met Chase in a resale lot about 5 years ago.
Love you, baby. I'd say it was love at first sight. His body and then his interior and everything just together just seemed to fit. And I just felt an instant connection.
Nathaniel's obsession first developed as a teenager when he would build model cars. But he didn't find true love until he met Chase.
I find this part of him the most sexy just because of the subtle lines and curves. And I'll give him a kiss here and just kind of caress him down the side.
My initial reaction was I was kind of shocked. It was kind of weird because it was just hard to understand.
Honestly, I don't know why I feel the way I do. But... I just absolutely love Chase. We always have such a good time together.
Any of you guys in love with your car the way that he loves Chase?
No.
Is it gay that he named his car after a guy? I'm just curious.
Chase?
Yeah.
I coached a girl named Chase.
Did you?
Yeah.
He says he multiple times.
Says he,
yeah,
okay.
He says he and him.
I've never heard a girl named Chase.
Yeah, I coached a girl named Chase.
Okay. Well, in this video, you obviously heard him. He said, "I love you, baby." And he's kissing the fender, the bumper, rubbing his hands down the side. We've seen all kinds of crazy addictions and things that people get into. But watching a guy basically get a hard-on over his car is kind of, might be one of the creepiest.
He gets underneath the car, too, at one.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then he's like, "We have a lot of the same music tastes." He said, "Our favorite song is like some song from REO Speedwagon." So what?
What do you do with people like this? Like, his family has to go, come on, man.
World is stupid.
Yeah, but if you're... I know it's My Strange Addiction, and it's not just some addiction. It's not like you're addicted to eating peanut butter or something. You know, like, you're addicted to... Does he make love to his car? What is... I mean...
Delicate sexual.
Yeah. And again, like, when he's whispering, "I love you, baby," to the car, it just seems so ridiculous. We've done stories, by the way, of people that fall in love with dolls. Like, we've talked about the real doll situation.
Real doll.
But the guy that made, like, I was explaining Movie 43 to my wife the other day about all these little funny skits. And the one that they have where the guy's boyfriend, or the guy's girlfriend is like a hay doll with his mom's face on the front of it because they homeschooled him and treated him like crap. It was just, like, so effing funny to sit here and watch. But this guy, it's so creepy, and it makes you wonder how much further someone can go at something like this. Like, it's a car. How do you fall in love with an inanimate object? Like, sexually fall in love with an inanimate object. Have you done that yet, Ed?
No.
Well, I mean, I think there are plenty of opportunities for people to get in there and do it. But anyway, if you love your car, maybe take a video of you telling how much you love it and send it in to TLC. That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. 410-583-1057. Rockabaco joins us at 8:30, but at 7:30, how does the loss impact Patrick Mahomes' legacy? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Patrick Mahomes after last night's 40-22 loss in Super Bowl 59. Patrick Mahomes has been a full-time starter for 7 years, Ed.
Yeah.
He's been in 5 Super Bowls in those 7 years. He's won 3. Why are we such prisoners of the moment that we're questioning his legacy after last night?
I have no idea. I mean, it's his, he can retire now and walk into the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's 3-time Super Bowl MVP. Been there a bunch.
7 years he's been to 5.
Yeah, and he's also, he's, you know, he's a 2-time league MVP as well. Can't forget that. It's kind of been overlooked because everybody talks about the Super Bowl rings. But yeah.
But you might as well say 6 years he's been to 5 because they didn't let him play year 1. He may have gone that year too. So
No. No, he's been in the league 8 years.
Okay.
So that's
fair.
So that's why I'm not counting the first year. I'm not. I mean,
God, he's in the AFC Championship every damn year.
Yeah. I didn't count. I literally didn't count the first year. Sometimes I hate talking sports with people so much, Jeremy, because people in sports look to knock you. They look to knock. The guy's been in, he's been in 5 Super Bowls in 7 full-time seasons. Come on, man. Like you said, 7 AFC Championship games.
Yeah, I mean, this is the recency bias talking head thing that you got, oh, how does this affect him now? Like, it's like any loss. You have to let it just simmer, settle down, and then evaluate. Why we're saying anything the next day that is talking about his legacy is such a silly thing, especially when he's already accomplished so much so soon. So this is not tarnish him. Would it have been better if he got to the AFC Championship and lost instead of getting to the Super Bowl and losing? People do this all the time. Like, the big thing that everybody would say about Jordan is, oh, he got to 6 championships and he was undefeated. Is that better than getting to 10 and losing 4 of them? I don't think it is.
No, it's not.
You know, like, Comparatively speaking, that's what people are going to do all the time, though.
Jim Kelly, he lost four straight. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's never won a Super Bowl.
So, I mean, I just think sometimes the recency bias of what's just happened now, and that's how everything is. Like, no matter what you think about the halftime show last night, people, so that's the worst halftime show I've ever seen in my life. Is it? Is it really? I mean,
I loved it.
I loved it too. Depending on the type of music you like, maybe you didn't like it. But again, sometimes things aren't just for you.
God knows I sat through some Super Bowl halftime shows with artists that I gave nothing, I get nothing about.
I just saw somebody
write, how it is.
Can't you get a good artist from the 70s and 80s? Why? We've got good artists now. Those people are dead, most of them. You want to bring back half of Queen? What do you want to do? You know, like, I mean, honestly, and you got to understand, they're trying to get younger. They want to steal the younger audience. So it's like me going to see The Little Mermaid and going, oh, that movie's terrible. Yeah, it's not for me. Who cares?
Just unbelievable. By the way, Little Mermaid was not terrible. I don't understand your whole thing with that one. That was bad take, Jeremy.
What take? I didn't have a take on it.
When did we get to the point where it's our goal to dog everybody, to belittle everybody? When did that happen?
I don't know. But it really seems to be that way. It's Schadenfreude is everywhere. Everyone takes such pleasure in other people's pain. And instead of just talking about amazing accomplishments, they talk about, you know, how people fall short all the time. And like Mahomes is a perfect example. The guy's won three already. I mean, he's a two-time league MVP, three-time Super Bowl MVP. He's in the conversation for greatest ever. He's going to be there when his career is said and done.
Right.
You know, he's going to be one of those guys that's talked about. I mean, he lost another Super Bowl. Good. They keep going, though. The Ravens a chance to lose
one. Jeez, they keep going. All they do is keep going.
Well, I mean, as a lot of people were pointing out, and I know it's something we'll end up talking about a little bit later in the program about the refs. Because as soon as the game starts and you had the pass interference in the beginning, you had everybody talking.
Yeah.
The OPI on A.J. Brown. But you know, like, again, when it comes back to this game specifically and you're looking at it, he had a bad game. A lot of guys on the Kansas City side had a bad game. It got out of hand quickly. Yeah. And the only thing that was really going right for Kansas City is they slowed down that rush defense or that rush offense to a degree. Mm-hmm. But I kept telling my wife, I'm like, they're wearing them down. Eventually he could pop one, but he didn't even need to. They just needed to run the clock.
By the way, the Eagles have a better roster.
Yeah.
They're a better team. So it's not a big surprise.
No, it's not a big surprise at all.
And he's proven in so many different, like Ed was talking about him being on different teams. I almost feel like he's done it on different teams, even though he's been with the Chiefs, because he's done it with less weapons. He's done it with the premier guys like Tyreek Hill. We all said once Hill goes, it's like, oh, he doesn't have his down the field threat. BS, man. He was throwing dimes to Worthy in the second half, albeit those points didn't matter.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Any opening day.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All right.
I'm good. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Hopefully, it will be the Ravens next season, and you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day as well,
you
man.
You too, man.
Philadelphia Eagles looked dominant last night.
They sure did.
I mean, the score was no indication of how the game really went.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing, too, is I've talked about it. Like, Andy Reid's one of the best coaches in the history of the league, maybe the best off of a bye week. And that's what you have going into the Super Bowl. And it didn't matter. And again, I still think if Reid had to do it over again, he would have mixed in a few more runs in those opening series that he had devised. You know, he draws up the plays, like the scripts, the first 20, 25 plays, and the first seven were all passes. Now, you're picking up first downs, nobody's talking about it, but when it doesn't happen, you're not running a lot of time off the clock, and you're just giving them the ball back.
You know who the other guy was with Kendrick last night?
Who?
A guy by the name of DJ Mustard.
Oh, put some mustard on that beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that's who it was. I didn't hear him say who he was.
I didn't either. I couldn't hear that. You know why his name is Mustard, don't you?
Because he did it with the candlestick in the library.
That's why?
Yes.
That's from Clue.
I know.
Okay, no, I didn't know. I didn't know if that was a white people game or not. Clue.
His birth name, his first name, is Dijon.
Like Robinson.
Dijon Isaiah Close. McFarland. Yeah. So he's DJ Mustard.
Mustard on that beat.
Yeah.
Wasn't his first one Rack City? Isn't that how he came
to
fame?
I don't know if it was his first one, but I know he was on
that. That's how he came to fame. I think that's kind of what put him over the top, Rack City. That's Tiger,
Rack
right?
Rack City. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that kind of put him over the top. 410-583-1057. Jeremy and I was trying to do, who is this guy? And Jeremy, I don't know. So I figured, see, you're more of a face recognizer than me.
Yeah.
So I was literally waiting to the day to ask you who that was, and you gave me the, I don't know.
I didn't know who that was. It was like when we were trying to figure out who that woman was that presented to.
I still don't know. I still don't know.
Who was it? That was the Saquon Barkley's Offensive Player of the Year award?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. Let's go to Baltimore and get Hubie. What's up, Hubie?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Not much, man. Good morning to you.
Man, it'd be ludicrous to even think that it would ruin his legacy or knock him out of the hierarchy of quarterbacks.
That's a bad man.
That's right, man. Look at your Fran Tarkins. Look at your Jim Kelly's, man, that have been there and never won it. This kid that won two of them already. Come
three.
On. He's still young. Three. And he's still got time to win a couple more. That's ludicrous. But, hey, what about the commercial, man? Could
Which
someone
one?
Please tell me about the commercial where about the dude was looking at the sports event, but every time the climax was coming up about the event, something would happen. Either somebody would turn off the TV on him, or he'd be in his car, and something would fall off the car. He never got the chance to see the ending of the sports event that he was watching. I would like to know the name of that commercial.
Hubie, you don't even realize it, man, but you have a perfect segue because up next is what's trending, and we're going to go over some Super Bowl commercials, and maybe we even have an answer for you on that one. Thanks a lot for the call, Hubie. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. What's trending up next? Super Bowl commercials on The Fan. What's trending in social media? Listen, it's been for so long, for decades, the day after the Super Bowl, you don't just talk about the game. You talk about two other things, halftime performance and the commercials. Ed Norris, your thoughts on the commercials from Super Bowl 59?
They were pretty good. I think they've gotten less funny as years have gone on. Or maybe I'm just not enjoying them as much. But there was some. I mean, I'm a big Eugene Levy fan. So even watching him with his silly eyebrows flying made me laugh a little bit. The Seal commercial was bizarre. The skin hat. They're pretty good, but I mean, I just don't know if I had a real, you know, that was so hilarious to me this year. And years past, there's always something you'd remember. So I don't know. They were good. I look forward to them every year. Still do. I'm glad they did it. But nothing tremendous this year for me.
Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah, I love the Seal commercial. I mean, it made me laugh. And every time I see his face on the body trying to hold that Mountain Dew bottle with his fins, I lost it last night during that part, and I think I needed that laugh at that moment. But, I mean, look, I enjoyed some of the movie trailers. Looks like there's a lot of good movies coming out. Sinners was the one that kind of got me. Is that the Jordan Peele movie with Michael B. Jordan? It just looks... I think
Ryan Coogler, not Jordan.
Ryan Coogler, thank you. Vampires, right? Is that what it is, or is it...
Michael B. Jordan's character leaves his hometown and then comes back to find out that it's been taken over by vampires.
It just looks
so
badass.
Then he kills them all.
Yeah. That was cool. The F1 trailer with Brad Pitt. Everybody talks about the
That looked cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody talks about the Dunkin' Donuts stuff too because there's so many cameos in it. And my wife was sitting there going, "Well, who's that?" I couldn't figure out who the woman was. It turns out that's Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. That's who the girl was in the commercial. And then you had what was it? The remake of When Harry Met Sally.
That was funny.
Did they do a remake commercial of that before?
Yeah.
Is that the second remake commercial of that?
I mean, I think they've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought some of them were okay. It gets, you know, a little bit out of hand sometimes. Like, I don't agree with the masses a lot of times with the feel-good ones, the touchy-feely ones, like the Clydesdales with Budweiser and how they try to use that every single year.
You don't like that?
I mean, I don't dislike it. It just doesn't make me feel the way everybody else does.
I like the Fast and Furious Haagen-Dazs commercial.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Where they pull Ludacris pulls up next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to take it slow.
So I really did like the commercials. I thought for too long they tried to be too cute with them. And these were just like real simple, right at you. Didn't have to figure it out. You didn't need an ad degree to figure out what they were trying to do. I like the McConaughey races for the flight. I like that commercial. Yeah, I mean, several of them I like.
Was there, I mean, and it is something I always look forward to. Again, with all the stuff that leaks out, sometimes it's kind of hard to be like, you know, something that's fresh and new.
One was real cute, I thought. The Duracell Tom Brady commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
When he said we got to go put the batteries in.
When he's talking to Tom Brady, just stops. And then the Duracell man comes in and puts the batteries back in his wrist. I like that one. But I'm with you. The Tubi one was real weird.
What about the Post Malone, Shane Gillis, Bud Light commercial? Where they were trying to start the party at the bottom of the cul-de-sac. Peyton Manning showed up.
Yeah.
Thought that was clever. And then the Pringles mustache was another one.
Let's see.
There was two mustaches. There was a mustache one, but then an eyebrow one.
Andrew
right?
Levy was the eyebrow one.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
What were they pimping?
Pringles.
Both of them were pimping Pringles, though, right?
No, the eyebrow one was Little Caesars.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what the commercial, I like the Rams commercial. I don't know the commercial that the listener was talking about before the break, though.
I'm trying to find it.
I looked it up. I don't know what he was talking about. What is this liquid death?
It's water.
Liquid
beverage.
Death is water.
Yeah.
That's the name of
it. It's a dumb. I mean, the name works. It's very because this because now you were asking what it is. People are drinking it. I've had. I try. It's. I mean, I like carbonated
it's just
water.
Regular. It's carbonated water.
It's both. It's both. It's like, you know. But it's just. I drink the carbonated waters. I like. You know. You always see me with Pellegrino right here or something.
I don't know.
You go to any concert venue now. Most of the time, they don't have bottles of water. They have cans of Liquid Death.
What about the
really?
Yeah.
The soda that they're pushing now too. That was interesting. Like an all new
Poppy.
Fizzy?
Poppy.
Yeah.
Stephanie's been drinking that for a little while, man. That's all in my house.
But
man.
I just thought it was kind of cool to see
Sprouts.
Like something that's relatively newer bursting onto the scene and getting pushed. And there were a couple other things that were. They had the pickleball one with. Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, that's right. The ringers cool. there. Yeah.
So Coors Light really has a case called the Case of Mondays now? Is it really packaged that way? Or is that just. That was the commercial.
I saw the commercial. Package,
is it really packaged Case of Mondays now?
I guess why not?
Or am I being the naive?
No, it says Monday Light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Instacart commercial where it has all the other ads. My friend was telling me.
Kool-Aid Man jumping out
over,
of the
reason
money.
Why all of those ads combined. You know, like over 90% of those ads came from one agency.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Instacart went to them and hired that agency. That's how he got all of them in one commercial.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, even in the Dunkin' Donuts commercial when the dude
Mike is one of those crazy facts guys.
The
I'm
dude
sorry.
From the Succession is all the way in the coffee grinds and he goes, I'm trying to get in character. the hell he submerged. But yeah, I mean, look, there were some stupid commercials, some that gave you a little bit of a chuckle. My wife got a really good laugh over who did the DoorDash. I'm trying to watch it now. Who was the main character in the DoorDash?
Was it McConaughey was
no,
DoorDash?
No, Nate Bargatze.
Okay, yeah.
Because my wife, it's the whole thing where I had the Dash Pass and I would order like $50 worth of food.
Yeah.
But I'd look at my wife, but I'm saving money, and that was the whole line where he's like. I'm saving money. No, you're spending like a lot more on this food if you've gone and picked it up. Then you save
your
money.
That's always been my lie. You know how much I save if I buy this? You know how much you save if you didn't?
Yeah.
Save a lot more if you didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I thought the commercials were a hit last night. I liked them. They kept my attention. And I walked away knowing I think maybe what half of them were pimping before having to Google back, go back. I think the other half I had to go back and Google them and say, what the hell were they pimping? Like the Uber Eats, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
I didn't remember what they were pimping. I didn't. The tax one was kind of weird.
Like Ritz Cracker bought an ad. Like when's the last time Ritz has had a commercial? I don't they probably have. I don't watch commercials a lot anymore, but it was kind of funny just to see that you had some big name actors with Bad Bonnie eating Ritz Crackers.
What do you think about the He Gets Us one?
Oh, the Jesus one?
Like, you spent $14 million on an ad. Why don't you just donate the money?
I don't even get me started with these, but
it's
it was good. I thought it was moving, but it's like.
Well, you got to understand, ministries have funds for evangelism. So, I mean, it's not.
Fair enough.
That's part of their funds for the evangelical fund.
They should be taxed.
So that's what they put in there.
You know, it's
Jeremy.
They have money where they give, you know, feed people, things like that. That money has nothing to do with the evangelical money.
And just to circle back, you brought up the one earlier about Jeep with Harrison Ford, which was...
I love that one.
Yeah,
it was, I love that. You know, because it wasn't... It was simplistic. But isn't that Harrison Ford, though?
Yeah.
It was so Harrison Ford. At the end of it, he says, I love it, even though my name is Ford. He's pimping Jeep. You know?
But it's his voice, too, right?
That, I love him. I'm a Harrison Ford. I told you, one of the big reasons I want to see Captain America, I'm interested to see how they're transforming. It seems to be a little bit more action-packed to me, but... Well, man, you got me at Harrison Ford.
Two things. If you're not watching Shrinking on, I think it's Apple, with Harrison Ford and Jason Segel.
It's awesome.
Amazing, especially me being in therapy. Amazing show. And on top of it, as we were talking about the different movies, don't forget the other Marvel movie that's coming out, Thunderbolt, which that's all the ancillary characters.
Yeah.
You got it.
Rockabacco joins us at 8:30 with pitches and catches about the report. But on the other side, Deebo Samuel is at it again, reportedly searching for a trade partner. Should the Ravens kick the tires a little bit on this one? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. I almost said kick the can, Joe, right here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.